Well, the City of Quincy and the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office are teaming up to present a special program for veterans coming up in May. It's called House to House for Heroes. This is happening May 18th here in Quincy. The Quincy Veteran Services Director, Christine Cugini, is here with Mike Ramos from the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office to tell us more about it. So, Christine, good to see you again. Mike, nice to meet you for the first time.
You as well.
Yeah, thanks for coming over. Christine, I'm glad we were able to put this together because it's coming up pretty quickly, right? May 18th is the date.
It is. Yeah. It is the date. And just a little background on how this came to be. We're kind of piggybacking on what Boston used to do as far as their Thank a Vet program.
Oh, okay.
And the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office came to the office to see how they could engage the local veterans. And I presented this idea, and they jumped on board. Like great friends and colleagues working together with the veterans. So we're very, very excited for the May 18th event, House to House for Heroes. And working with the Norfolk County Sheriff's Department has just been amazing.
That's great.
And we align very well trying to get the word out and making sure our veterans are aware of the benefits and resources available to them.
Yeah,
and their
has
families.
This ever happened in Quincy before?
I do not believe
okay.
so. And especially not the delivery of the information
okay.
going to their home to give them these packets,
yes.
and the packets filled with information from both the Sheriff's Department as well as state, city, and federal benefits for veterans.
Excellent, yeah. So, Mike, why is the Sheriff's Office interested in this, and what is your involvement in this?
Well, the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office definitely has a commitment to supporting our veterans, but as Christine said, this was an amazing opportunity, and she's been an absolute pleasure to work with planning this event. And we're really looking forward to reaching 2,500 veterans and really doing a good old-fashioned canvassing
mm-hmm.
of the community and going out onto the city streets of Quincy and knocking on doors and delivering the resources that are available to veterans and making sure that they're aware of some of the resources that they may not be aware of that are available to them.
Yeah, I'm sure, Christine, you hear often that the veterans do not take advantage of all the benefits that they're entitled to, right?
I hear it daily.
Right, yeah.
And I also hear that they don't even know
yeah.
that the office is there.
Really?
Still.
Really?
So
wow.
it's hard for me to hear that information. Being the director of the office, I obviously need to get out there more and do more outreach. And this is huge. I mean, if there are veterans that live in the city that are not self-identified veterans, I urge you to please contact the office. And I'm sure that we'll give the phone number later in this program. But let us know that you're here. Let us know that you're interested in receiving this information. It's important that you know what's available. And you may not think you need it now, but don't wait until you need it to have to go through an application mm-hmm. or a filing or anything along those lines when it comes to benefits and resources. Get your name in there, get your information in there, and then you have the ability to change if you move or whatever.
Sure.
But it's important that our veterans in the city of Quincy, and you know, we're of course, you know, I'm focusing on Quincy,
mm-hmm.
That they know what's available and that we know that they live in our city.
Yeah. What do you mean by self-identified veteran? What does that mean?
So when you register to vote
mm-hmm.
And you register within the city of Quincy,
mm-hmm.
there's a question on the census.
Oh, sure. Yes.
So self-identifying,
okay.
if you don't self-identify, I don't know that you're here.
Gotcha. Okay.
So please, I encourage everybody to, one, self-identify. And if you know you haven't, please reach out because we can put you on our list manually. And two, if you self-identified and you're just not sure, reach out.
Okay.
I can double check to make sure, one, we have the correct address,
gotcha.
And two, that you're on the list.
Okay, so important, right?
So important.
And any veteran, what does the veteran status have to be in order to?
I don't
don't care, okay.
If you served
yeah.
in the military,
yeah.
I want to know that you're here in the city of Quincy.
Status of discharge doesn't matter.
I don't care.
Don't care. Okay. All right.
I don't care.
Okay. We're seeing a lot of, younger veterans, right?
Absolutely. People in their 30s and 40s. I don't think they're taking advantage of what's out there for them.
Is that right? Yeah. Any sense for why that might be? A combination of things?
I think it is.
Yeah.
They're young. I know I didn't know myself of the office until...
Speaking of younger veterans, you are in that category, Chris. No, absolutely.
I'm really not.
Well, for sure.
But younger in the sense of just getting out of the military.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
The military service now is doing a much better job of educating our veterans that are being discharged from the service and letting them know what they should do. Okay. And that should is go meet your VSO, go introduce yourself, go give them a copy of your DD-214, and just say, what's available. Ask those important questions.
Okay.
I just got out. A, B, and C, what do I do next?
Okay, all right. The war on terror was back in 1990, right? So we're talking 34 years ago. So those folks are in their early 50s now, right?
Yes.
So they may not have taken advantage of benefits due to
that. And there's organizations that are out there that are helpful to veterans. There's state and federal and city benefits. We just want to make sure that our veterans are aware of what's available.
Okay.
And to just get the information to them, and maybe not, they may not need it today,
right?
But they might need it later, and we want them to know about it today.
And not only for them too, but also for their families, right?
Absolutely.
They're entitled
Absolutely.
To benefits as well. Yeah.
Yes.
So you're doing it for yourself, but you're also doing it for the next generation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A child of a veteran. That may be taking care of an older veteran now may not know that there's resources available to them.
And they may really need it.
Correct.
They can be suffering in silence, right? Just
yes.
trying to do the
so
right
again,
thing.
So again, a family member, just ask the questions, introduce yourself, let us know that you're there and you want the information.
Sure.
With the team, with the volunteers, we'll get the information to you.
Okay. So let's talk about the actual event, House to House for Heroes, honoring all who served on May 18th, the City of Quincy, Norfolk County Sheriff's Office, teaming up with Quincy Veterans Service Office and hosting an event aimed at offering veterans essential information and resources. Is it just like what it sounds? You're going house to house, knocking on doors?
Literally.
Really?
Well,
okay.
And I think one of the things that Christine mentioned that's so critical is the self-identifying.
Yes.
Because the reason why we're able to go to 2,500 doors is because those individuals self-identified.
Sure.
So there's also folks out there who haven't done that yet. And the comprehensive list that we've put together is some of the state, the federal, the city resources. We did our best to collectively as a team find every possible resource that we could on every level from state, federal to local to make sure that we can provide those to the veterans. So it's gonna be a great, amazing
Absolutely.
Event. And the volunteer list is growing. So that's awesome because we're looking for as many as we can get.
Okay.
We have a goal of 150 volunteers.
Okay, how many have you got
so far?
We're
about halfway there.
Halfway there? Okay, all right. So you've got a little bit of time. Folks should reach out to you, Christine, if they want to volunteer.
Absolutely, they can reach out. There's a QR code on the flyers. They can reach out to the office to sign up. I encourage the young kids to get out there. High school kids will team you up with an adult, to go out. We're not having young adults knocking on doors. They will be teamed up with an adult, if not two. But we're asking the athletic teams to come out as team, as they do a lot when we're asking for volunteers.
Yep, scouts, I'm assuming.
Anyone interested in just being part of this, I encourage you to please volunteer that day.
Okay.
And there will be a celebration after the fact when all doors have been knocked on and we come back and have some burgers and dogs and listen to some music and just really celebrate the day and thank the volunteers.
Okay, so it's that day is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You want the volunteers to arrive at 9 a.m., right?
Yes.
At the Quincy Recreation Department over on Marymount Parkway.
Yes.
So, Mike, how is it actually going to logistically work? I mean, are folks not going to be walking all over the city, I'm assuming, right?
No, we're going to assign teams
okay.
To specific areas of the city. Everyone's going to have a matching T-shirt that we've designed,
yes.
Which is, it's an awesome T-shirt that they'll be able to keep.
Nice.
You know, and wear, that'll have the City of Quincy logo and also the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office logo on it, and it shows that they volunteered and they had a commitment to serving and helping our veterans. So everybody will be uniformed, and we're going to divide folks into teams once we have the list complete and we know how many volunteers we have.
Gotcha.
And the goal is going to be that each volunteer will be knocking on roughly 20 to 30 doors.
Okay. And do you have a bus heading out or caravans, or how's that actually going
to
work?
That's part of the adult piece, because we use Sign Up Genius to ask a few questions. One of them is, like, location-wise, where do you want to be?
Oh, okay.
Through the wards in the city.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the questions. So then we'll disperse the volunteers out to that ward that they chose, mm-hmm. if they chose a ward, and then have that list so that they can go out. So I do encourage adults that are coming in. You may need to travel a little bit, and you also may need to take a few people
with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it'll be very organized on that day. We're going to have tents set up with each ward, and we'll have a ward captain for each of sections of the city that people will be going out and knocking on doors.
Sure.
And it'll be very organized, and they'll sign up, and then we'll send them out accordingly.
Okay. And then in terms of safety, these folks will be properly identified, Mike?
Correct.
That they are working for this program?
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
That they're volunteering. Yep, and
sure.
It says volunteer on their shirt.
Okay, all right. And the folks who will be visited, do they know ahead of time that they're getting a visit?
So
they do now.
With this,
yep.
And we will be putting it out in the Quincy Sun.
Okay.
And if they're not able, physically able, or interested, or even want to answer the door.
Yeah.
We are. We do have "Sorry, we missed you" mm-hmm. Cards, and that they can call us,
okay.
And then we'll then schedule a time to re-deliver.
Great.
Or retry.
Okay. Yeah, because as you know, these days folks are
leery
of door to door
and
anything.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure.
You know, but I think as we get closer, you'll see more information coming out about it.
Yep.
And then hopefully we'll encourage them to answer the door.
And right,
And allow these volunteers to say thank you for their service.
That too, right, yeah. If you're a veteran in Quincy and you get a knock on your door on May 18th between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., answer the door, because it's some good free information coming your way that might benefit you, right?
Yes.
Is that a good way to put it?
Perfect.
Perfectly said.
Perfect.
What information? What will they be bringing to the veterans?
So most importantly, I know the VA is really pushing that our veterans apply and enroll in VA healthcare. In order to keep, of course, right, you want more people to use it. And so one of the applications in the information in this packet is going to be the VA healthcare enrollment form.
Okay.
It's a 3-page form. It's very simple. I just want them to know that it's there for them.
Gotcha.
And whether they choose to fill it out with us, without us, or never, you know.
Their choice, right?
It is their choice.
But at least they have the knowledge.
They have the information.
Yeah.
And it is we have the connection with the VA, of course, that we just send it right over and mm-hmm. they get a call.
Okay.
So it's important, you know, one, that they get enrolled. One, you just never know when you're going to need that health care.
Yeah.
And then just information about long-term care, the health care benefits, bonuses for when our veterans come home, the annuity for our 100% service connection disability veterans, their spouses for when the veteran passes.
Okay.
So it is truly a mixture of, you know, state, city, state, and federal benefits.
Sure. How long will the kind of the door-to-door interaction take, do you think each visit will take?
So I'm thinking it's really going to depend on how the veteran wants to talk.
Okay, all right.
You know, so and really, you know, you're going to have A to Z as far as a veteran that wants to tell about their story,
sure,
their
yeah.
service, and then you may have one that's not interested at all, and then the middle of the road is going to be like, I really appreciate you coming out here and giving us this information.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, so I think we're going to, you know, kind of, we're going to have some bumps. It's our first year.
Yeah.
It's not going to be an annual thing, but I know that we'll revisit this in the future come up with a plan on how often is too little or not enough. So
right.
And
I think when you're doing any pilot and you're you know, participating in something for the first time, I think that is part of it, is to see how well it was received, make sure that it was effective and the whole reason for doing it was accomplished. And then, like Christine said, we can talk about other ways to support our veterans and ways that we can collaborate in the future, based on the success of this. And I'm sure it's going to be a awesome success, but there always are sometimes, you know, bumps in the road when you're doing something for the first time.
Fitting it out for the first time.
Well, and the bump on the road doesn't even have to be negative. It could be that somebody has, you know, 30 veterans that do want to talk for 25 or 30 minutes, so they come back six hours later.
Right,
that's a good problem. So, but that would be a bump on the road if we're allotting. We have a very scripted piece that we're saying,
and
if we're allotting like 5 minutes roughly for the interaction
at
each door,
and
then you know, instead it's closer to 20 minutes. Well, that's wonderful if there was an engaging conversation with a veteran that took place. But then that's something that next year we maybe or the. Whatever we, whenever we,
you
know, decide
to
do it again, come
for
that.
Sure, and we should make clear. It's I mean, even if they don't take advantage of it this particular day, May 18th, it's not too late afterwards.
It's never too late.
Right,
never too late, and we'll have available packets that we can either mail or hand deliver to veterans that missed us on that day.
Okay, and also to be clear. No money will exchange hands, right?
Nothing.
If somebody asks you for money, shut the door. It's not legit. That's
that
not
is,
part of this
that
program.
That is not us.
Yeah. Will there be sheriff's deputies, Mike, as part of the volunteers heading out?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. We've put it out to our email, which we always do, an all staff email for any of the volunteer opportunities or community engagement initiatives that we're doing, and we're very lucky that we always are very well received back with folks emailing saying, yes, I'll volunteer for that particular thing, whether it's, you know, a holiday event or a veterans event. And we do have quite a few veterans working as correctional officers and working within the facility as well, too. So.
Yeah.
We're excited to have a lot of our team going out as volunteers.
No, I know the Sheriff's Command Center is at all the major events in Quincy, you know, parades, dedications, you name it, even youth activities for that matter. So I know it's very actively involved. The Sheriff himself is from the city, of course, so there's a special connection there, no doubt, I'm sure. Christine, what about the veterans that don't get contacted that day that say, hey, what about me?
Let us know.
Yeah.
You know, you'll get. We'll receive the call, and we'll come to you. And you know, we don't want to miss anyone.
Yep.
Again, if you're on the list, you're not there that day, we'll have a door knocker with information on how to contact us.
Okay.
If you're not on the list, you want to check if you're on the list.
Yep.
Please give my office a call.
Okay.
We can get the information that way. And if it's just nothing is aligning and we don't know you exist and you're not on the list and you want the information, we'll give it to you.
It's not magic, right?
It's not magic.
You know, they have to reach out.
Just don't have it.
And I think that's another good problem to have. That was one of the hiccups in the road. If someone has not self-identified and if someone is not on the list and as Christine said, we just don't know that they exist. Well, now we will know that they exist. Because when they reach out to us and say, you know, hey, you missed me or missed my house.
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason why. And now in the future for, you know, any events that we're doing or connections that we want to make with veterans, they'll be on that list.
For the future. Yeah, exactly. So 2,500, what's your sense, Christine, about how many veterans there actually are in Quincy?
I would say closer to probably 3,000.
Is that right? Okay. at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you 500 out there that haven't self-identified as veterans, reach out. This is your opportunity to just learn. It's just learning. It's not going to cost you anything but a little bit of your time. Yeah. There's more happening too, right?
There's so much more happening.
Yeah.
We have some great events coming up. I'm just going to...
Yeah, no, please. Yep.
We are lucky enough to be working with... Braintree and bringing the Wall That Heals to Quincy. And the Wall That Heals is a replica of the Vietnam Wall in Washington, D.C. And it'll be here in July, July 11th through the 14th.
Okay.
And it is open to the public 24 hours a day.
Yep.
The time that it's, while it's here. The opening ceremony is July 11th at 11 a.m. And that too is, we're hoping for a great turnout for the ceremony. And if you're a veteran or a family of a veteran and you don't want to be part or surrounded by people, that 24-hour time frame gives people time to come alone and not really surrounded by many.
Right.
So if anybody has any questions about that, my office, of course, is open to answering anything regarding the Wall That Heals.
Okay. And where is that going to be, Christine?
So that's going to be at Adams Field.
Yep.
So just down the hill from Pageant.
Yes. Okay.
And that is, it'll be here Wednesday. Setup is Tuesday and Wednesday. Opening Wednesday evening. But opening ceremony is Thursday, July 11th.
Okay.
At 11.
Okay. It's a very moving experience. I've seen both, actually. I've seen the one in Washington, D.C., and the traveling one as well. And each one, folks have an emotional experience, whether they were directly connected to the Vietnam War or know somebody that was.
Right.
So, yeah.
And working with Braintree on this, it really is an honor and a great experience for learning and just seeing it.
Sure. Absolutely. Speaking of Vietnam Veterans Memorial Day is coming up actually soon, right? This
yes.
month. Yes. Yeah.
So we will be having our annual Vietnam Veterans Day ceremony on Thursday, April 25th at the Clock Tower at Marina Bay.
Yep.
We did change the time and we will be giving beginning the ceremony at 1:30 in the afternoon on Thursday. And again, that's open to the public, anyone interested in coming.
Okay.
Please, 1:30 Thursday, April 25th.
Okay. Do you have any specifics about what the program will entail this
year? Mr. Belinda yep. and I have been working closely on just coordinating the specifics of that. We've put out some requests for some speakers.
Okay.
We will have a speaker. But,
yes, okay.
Not ready to announce that quite
okay.
yet.
That's fine. Okay.
Yes.
Another moving experience always.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, the names on that wall just have to be said and have to be remembered and the families that have lost loved ones. So it's important that we remember the men and women.
Sure. Absolutely. What else?
What else? Then we have the Veterans Day Music Festival that I think this is our sixth year.
Sounds right. Yeah.
Saturday, July 13th, and that's up at Pageant Field. And there is, again, another day of great information, great resources,
yep.
but also a great day to just see your brothers and sisters, your veteran brothers and sisters. Talk with them, meet them, and listen to music.
Yeah,
and
it's more of a fun festival.
It is a fun festival.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna knock on wood. I'm gonna say it in my head, but we've been very lucky. And there's it aligns. So the Saturday, July 13th, the wall will be here during the same time, just at different locations.
Right down the street. Yeah.
So please visit both if you're coming up to the Veterans Music Festival.
Yes.
You can visit the wall and the mobile education at the same time.
You're knocking on wood for the weather, I'm assuming, right?
I'm not saying a word.
Okay. It's going to be fine.
We've just been so lucky.
Yes, yes.
So lucky.
Yeah.
Hot, but...
But dry, yeah.
Not the other thing.
Exactly.
Glad to say the word.
And these are, again, free events, right?
Free events, yes. And there's, of course, Memorial Day, and the city just does so many great things, supporting the veterans and remembering our veterans and supporting the families. So get out there and show yourself and be part of remembering and honoring our veterans.
Yeah. Memorial Day Parade, I'm assuming, again this year?
Again this year, yes.
Of course, the veteran section of Mount Wallston Cemetery is completely redone. It looks amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, done a beautiful job.
So the parade route will end. Last year we had a modified and changed it, but we are heading to Mount Wallston this year. So to show off the great work and the beautiful, beautiful cemetery that is there now.
Absolutely. Anything else we should remind folks about right now?
I think that's
enough for now.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure.
But thank you for allowing us to get the information out.
Yeah, happy to do it.
For May 18th and of course, all the other events and ceremonies coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike, anything else you want to add right
now? Thank you so much for having us here, because it really provided an opportunity. When you asked if, how we're getting the word out, and I jokingly said, well, they're going to know now.
Right, yeah.
This really was an opportunity to get the word out along with our social media. So you can go to the city's website or to the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office Facebook page.
Okay.
And you can register to volunteer there. There's a link as well.
Okay, good to know. So again, that is the main events is House to House for Heroes. Help Us Help a Veteran, May 18th of 2024 here in Quincy, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Volunteers are needed, so contact the City of Quincy Veterans Services Office, 617-376-1192. The website for the city is quincyma.gov, and you'll meet at the Quincy Recreation Department and head on out to bring needed information to veterans all over the city, and then come back and have a barbecue. Who's cooking?
Not me.
The sheriff's office, I'm assuming.
The sheriff's office is going to be providing the food.
Okay, excellent.
But I will not be cooking either, and that's probably a good thing.
That's a good thing, too. Okay. Maybe you'll be singing, though, Mike.
And I will be eating. So.
There you go.
Pick up the mic.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you both. Really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you Christine. Very
so much.
Much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your service. Are you a veteran? Also?
No, sir.
Okay, well, thank you for your service,
absolutely.
Christine.
Thank
and
you.
Thank you for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.